Rutland County State's Attorney Rose Kennedy has dismissed the four most serious charges against Jack Sawyer, saying a ruling by the Vermont Supreme Court has made prosecution untenable. Sawyer is the 18-year-old Pulteney man accused of plotting to shoot up Fairhaven Union High School. Last week in Rutland Criminal Court, Judge Thomas Zonet set bail at $100,000 and imposed multiple conditions on Sawyer's release. As of today, he has not posted bail and remains in custody at Marble Valley Regional Correctional Facility. VPR's Nina Keck joins me now to talk about the latest developments in the case. And Nina, this case has been a real roller coaster. Explain what exactly happened today.
Well, Rutland County State's Attorney Rose Kennedy filed a few days ago a motion to dismiss the four felonies she had charged Sawyer with, including two counts of attempted aggravated murder, one count of attempted first-degree murder, and one count of attempted assault with a deadly weapon, all really serious charges. She requested, however, that the bail amount and conditions remain.
And was that move a surprise?
Well, it's interesting. The dismiss motion, I don't think, was a surprise to many in the legal community who told me all along they felt like those charges were extreme for this case. Kelly Green, for instance, Sawyer's defense attorney, told me this morning that she felt the charges should never have been brought in the first place. And she's appealed the bail amount and conditions to the Vermont Supreme Court. But what's interesting, Henry, about this motion to dismiss is what it will mean for the current bail that's been set and how that will need to be refigured, perhaps. The Supreme Court, as I mentioned, is going to be hearing that. And so the Rutland County Superior Court Judge Thomas Zonet issued an entry order today stating that in light of the appeal that Sawyer's defense team has before the Supreme Court, it'll be up to them to decide how and if Sawyer's bail or conditions will be changed in light of the motion to dismiss.
And I thought there was a hearing scheduled for Wednesday morning this week to address that issue.
Well, there was, but it was supposed to be a hearing on the defense's previous motions to dismiss the case and throw out the bail that had been set. But now that the prosecution has asked to have those charges dismissed, Judge Zonet said that, as I mentioned, because this has been thrown to the Supreme Court, they're going to be deciding on the bail issue. This Wednesday meeting would have dealt with the bail issue as well. And because the Supreme Court is hearing that, it takes it out of Judge Zonet's purview.
And I understand there are still several charges, despite the dismissal, that have been brought against Sawyer. Is that right?
Two misdemeanor charges remain pending against Sawyer: criminal threatening and carrying a dangerous weapon with the avowed purpose to commit serious injury or death. Together, they carry up to 3 years in prison, so much less severe than the previous felony charges. And so the case is still ongoing. And as you mentioned earlier today, Mr. Sawyer remained at Marble Valley Regional Correctional Facility. He had not yet posted bail.
And finally, Nina, you were in Fairhaven today. How are people there reacting to all of this?
Well, they're frustrated and angry. Mark Cattell owns a cafe in downtown Fairhaven, and he says he's got three kids who'll attend Fairhaven Union High School in a few years, and he described his feelings this way.
Extremely uneasy and frustrated because, you know, this is a serious, I believe, a serious crime against our community, against these kids. These kids are scared to death still. These kids are scared to death, and for him to just walk away, it just doesn't seem right.
I also talked to Katie Moore, who is out with her 17-month-old daughter, Chloe.
I care about my town. I've grown up here. I'm now raising a child here. I just would never, ever want anything like a mass shooting to happen here, and it honestly just makes me want to keep my child home when it's time for her to go to school.
Henry, everybody I talked to in Fairhaven said this case has really been consuming them and really changed the atmosphere in town and especially at the school. So I think it's been really, really frustrating and gut-wrenching for that community.
Well, VPR's Nina Keck, thank you so much for following this story and for speaking with us.
My pleasure.